Now for agribusiness news, markets, and weather from Studio C. This is Agriculture Today.
I think he's doing a terrible job.
President Trump referring to Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell.
I think we should be 3 points lower interest rate. He's costing our country a lot of money. We should be number one, and we're not. And that's because of Jerome Powell. In terms of interest, we are number one in the world. Look, I'll tell you a little simple language. 1 year ago, our country was a dead country. We were going nowhere except down. We were the laughing stock all over the world. And now we're the hottest country anywhere in the world. We're number one everywhere, anywhere in the world. And that's all they're talking about is our country. 1 year ago, it was a dead country. Now it's the hottest country anywhere in the world.
This is Agriculture Today.
USDA's July World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates Report, or WASD, on Friday trimming projected U.S. corn and soybean output while increasing wheat production and cotton stocks. Corn production lowered to 14.86 billion bushels, down 115 million from last month, based on reduced acreage. Average yield unchanged, 181 bushels per acre. Corn ending stocks cut by 90 million bushels to 2.097 billion. USDA, though, leaving the season average farm price steady, 420 per bushel. Soybean production reduced slightly to 4.3 billion bushels, lower harvested acres, offsetting a steady yield of 52.5 bushels per acre. Crush estimates rose 50 million bushels due to stronger demand for soy oil and biofuels, exports cut by 70 million, and ending stocks increasing to 310 million. Average price was lowered to 10.10 per bushel. Wheat production revised up by 8 million bushels to 1.93 billion thanks to higher yields. However, winter wheat was revised down. Spring and Durham wheat showed modest gains, and exports were raised by 25 million bushels to 850 million. Ending stocks trimmed slightly, season average price for wheat steady, 540 per bushel. And cotton production revised higher to 14.6 million bales, up 600,000 from last month as improved planting and lower abandonment in the Southwest offset a slight drop in yield. Ending stocks raised to 4.6 million bales. Average price, though, remains 62 cents per pound. President Donald Trump announcing plans to impose a 30% tariff on imports from Mexico and the European Union starting August 1st. Move follows stalled trade talks with both partners. In letters posted to social media, Trump said the tariffs are in response to what he calls unfair trade practices. Mexico and the EU push back against the proposal, saying the tariffs are disruptive, but pledged to continue negotiations. It's part of a broader strategy, as Trump also sent similar tariff warnings to 23 other nations, including Canada, Japan, and Brazil. The new 30% tariff would be in addition to existing sector-specific tariffs, including 50% on steel and aluminum, and 25% on auto imports. Markets responding cautiously, noting Trump has backed off tariff threats before. Now USDA launching the first stage of the Supplemental Disaster Relief Program, releasing $16 billion to assist producers affected by crop losses in 23 and 24. Stage 1 applies to producers with indemnified losses on covered crops, trees, and vines, features a simplified pre-filled application process through FSA. Payments currently subjected to a 90% cap and 35% payment factor. And if funds remained, well, USDA may initiate a second round of payments. That round would expand eligibility to cover shallow losses and quality-related issues not addressed in Stage 1. USDA encouraging affected producers to review the fact sheet and check county eligibility. It's Agriculture Today.
You're listening to Agriculture Today.
I'm Jeff Rowe with Noble Ag. I'm the president. We're a multi-generation agribusiness. My great-grandfather moved to Florida back in the early 1920s and started shop in 1927. We've gone from mostly oranges to tangerines and became a significant tangerine player in the 70s and 80s. I'm a member of the fourth generation. I have cousins, siblings, all together part of it. And that's what's driving our business still today is developing new groves and transitioning most of our acreage from legacy varieties, whether those are old CD tangerines or oranges, to new generation, easy to peel, fun to eat, consumer-driven varieties.
Talking about crop insurance outside of the major row crops, Jeff Rowe and Jason Watts.
Citrus greening, we've been dealing with that for about 20 years now. Then the bacteria quickly follows. We're dealing with bacteria that's endemic now, and it's very hard to establish new groves. It's very hard to keep the health of existing groves in production. Lately, it's been hurricanes. Citrus trees are a permanent crop, so if you have a hurricane last year, chances are it's affecting you this year as well. So we really need 2 or 3 years in a row without a significant hurricane to be able to sustain crops year in, year out. Crop insurance the last 10 years have taught us that it's not just this year. So we look at normal crop insurance as protecting this year's crop. We look at products like hurricane insurance protection as next year and the year after. You're always kind of on pins and needles during hurricane season. It definitely gives you some peace of mind to know that, you know, if worse comes to worse, you are protected. There's an ability to actually insure your real risk in those worst case scenarios. We're getting that money usually within 30 days of the storm. What are those family members doing that we employ? Do they still have a job as an employer? If there has to be a decision made to shut a farm down, and that means layoffs. With hurricane insurance protection, we can keep things moving, pay the bills. We as farmers, we don't want a handout. Whether it's crop insurance or hurricane insurance protection, making sure it works for the taxpayer as well as the farmer is important. It's the first tool from an insurance standpoint for citrus that I've been privy to that works.
I'm Jason Watts. I'm a farmer in Florida. I'm the owner of Florida Best Farms. We grow blueberries as our main crop, muscadine grapes. We have cattle, cow-calf operation, and we also do honeybees. I've been hit by the most hurricanes in the last 10 years than anybody. So this is the third one that I've been through. And I mean, probably in the nation. I mean, I have one farm down south, for example. Hailstorm comes in. I was on my second scrap picking. I might have picked 6 pallets. And in like 8 minutes, 100% lost. So you lost the whole last 12 months of your life is gone in a matter of minutes, literally. Without the insurance, I mean, that would be an absolute no-brainer. There's no way for sure crop insurance, if it wasn't there, there's no way, I'll be honest, that most of us would still be able to be in business, truthfully. I usually try to max out the highest percentage, which is the highest cost, obviously, in every aspect I can, because to me, it's a lot better to go ahead and pay that high premium, whatever it might be, to guarantee, you know, this at the end. The process, though, was actually wasn't really hard. I've made a couple claims on different things. You knew going in, hey, this is where you stand. If you were insured for $1 million and you make $500,000, it's cut and dry. You know where you stand. Here's your percentage. This is what's left over. Here it is. Boom. Done. Crop insurance has helped me without a doubt.
And this is Agriculture Today.
Ag News Now. Agriculture Today.
It's an honor to stand here with these great leaders.
At the unveiling of the National Farm Security Action Plan in Washington, D.C., Tennessee Governor Bill Lee.
I have served as the governor originally in President Trump's first term and then through the Biden administration and now again in the Trump administration. During the years when President Trump was not in office and governors like myself and Governor Sanders and Governor Pillen were working individually to secure our farmland. So in Tennessee, we have passed laws that prohibit ownership, that require divestment if found, that impose strict penalties for those foreign adversaries who take our property. We have also passed the Farmland Conservation Act in order to make it easier for the next generation of farmers to live and operate in our state. But that work was really hard in the previous Biden administration because we didn't have a partner who understood the threats and the challenges that we understand in Tennessee. So I'm so grateful for President Trump's leadership here, especially for Secretary Rollins' leadership, who she and I connected early on. My family is a multi-generational farming family as well. And I understand that when my grandfather was farming in Tennessee, the issues that we're talking about today didn't exist. But for my grandchildren who live on our family farm in Tennessee today, we understand that our farmland is not just dirt. It is our national security. It is our economic future. It is our children's heritage. And it is under threat. And the leaders here recognize that. And we've taken steps at the state level, but now, refreshingly, we have an administration in multiple cabinets who are coming together collaboratively with governors across the states and making sure that America's future is preserved for the next generations.
Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth.
I think we're all here for two basic reasons. One, under President Trump's leadership, we're going to put America first. We have America, American land, American basing, American troops, American citizens. You have a Secretary of Homeland Security who cares about Homeland Security. You have an attorney. Imagine that. You have an Attorney General that cares about justice. You have a Secretary of Agriculture that cares about our farmland and our farmers. You have governors who've led the way and senators and congressmen who now have reinforcements from an America First movement. That it's about America First, but it's also just the application of common sense. As someone who's charged with leading the Defense Department, I want to know who owns the land around our bases and strategic bases, and getting an understanding of why foreign entities, foreign companies, foreign individuals might be buying up land around those bases. That's something I should be paying attention to on behalf of the American people, on behalf of my department, and on behalf of the president. It's common sense. And so food security, just like energy resilience, just like where we get our water, that's all national security, especially in a contingency. So we would be asleep at the wheel if we were not fully a party to an effort like this to ensure that our nation had the food supply it needs. But specifically, our troops have what they need on our bases so that in those moments, you can rely on us here in the United States to provide that security. So no longer can foreign adversaries assume we're not watching and we're not paying attention and we're not doing something about it because we are.
It's Agriculture Today.
This is Agriculture Today.
It's always been August 1st. That's what we're paying.
At a cabinet meeting at the White House last week, President Donald Trump.
You know, if you go back and look at some of the good presidents, our country was the wealthiest, proportionately the wealthiest, from 1870 to 1913. It was an all-tariff country. We didn't have income tax. That came in 1913. We had tariffs. And we had so much money, we didn't know what to do with it. We had a couple of presidents that were very, very strong. McKinley, I guess, more than anybody, but he was the tariff king, but he was very, very strong. It's sort of sad. He made a fortune for this country, became very rich, and then Teddy Roosevelt went out and the vice president, and he spent the money. And they said Roosevelt was a great president. And let's say he was a great president, but the money was paid by McKinley with tariffs. Tariffs are charged by other countries at levels that are ridiculous. And, you know, I call those other countries to say, and every one of them is willing to give us everything now, by the way, just so you know. Sir, we'll charge you no tariffs, nothing. We'll give you everything. We'll give you access to our markets. We'll give you everything. Is that a correct statement, Scott?
Yes, sir.
Howard, would you say that's a correct statement?
Exactly correct.
It's like they just don't, because they're very spoiled, because for years they ripped us off and we didn't have a president that understood it, or Secretary of Treasury or Secretary of a lot of different secretaries are involved, but certainly Commerce Secretary was, you know, not doing their job. I don't know about Kelly. She's small business. We'll keep it that way. Okay. Her small business is bigger than almost all big businesses. But no, they are very respectful of our country. But the incentive is that they have the right to do business with us. Without that, they don't have the right to do business. And that would be okay, too.
And with the next part, I think we'll hear in the next 24 hours, we'll hear a flurry of deals.
Yeah, we have a lot of them going out. But the deals are mostly my deal to them. We're picking a number that's low. We don't want to hurt them. And fair. We're picking a number that's lower than, in most cases, lower than what they charged us. But it's amazing when you've paid all this money for years and they get one president that's a little bit different and a little tougher on this subject, and they're willing to drop everything they've been charging us for years and years. I mean, we have countries going, we will have no, you don't have to pay any tariff to come in and do business. They're giving us total access to their countries. They gave us no access to the country. And they say, well, you cannot go into our country. Okay, then now it's, we will give you total access and you don't have to pay any tariffs. But please don't charge us tariffs. And we don't like that deal. So the letters I send out are, we have made some deals. We can make a lot more deals. It's just too time consuming. It just makes it more complicated. And we can do things over the years, too. You know, we're not hard line. But it's about time the United States of America started collecting money from countries that were ripping us off and laughing behind our back at how stupid we were. Okay? Thank you.
Mr. President, on the tariff issue, so you've talked about India coming, but then a couple of days ago you issued a new tariff threat to members of the BRICS countries if they aligned with anti-American policies.
10% charge.
That would be India, Brazil.
That's right. They have to pay 10% if they're in BRICS. Because BRICS was set up to hurt us. BRICS was set up to degenerate our dollar and take our dollar as the standard, take it off as the standard. And that's okay if they want to play that game, but I can play that game too. So anybody that's in BRICS is getting a 10% charge.
It's Agriculture Today.
You're listening to Agriculture Today.
It's difficult, I think, for a lot of Americans to wrap their head around what we're talking about today. We're such a good and kind nation that has done so much for the rest of the world over so many decades, including fighting two world wars on behalf of the rest of the world. But this is so serious an issue.
Peter Navarro is senior trade advisor at the White House, speaking at a recent event at USDA.
The Art of War, a book, Sun Tzu, centuries old, says that the acme of warfare is to win without firing a shot. You fast forward to a book that was written by two high-ranking military officials in China called Unrestricted Warfare. And you understand that we are indeed in a new world where kinetic warfare is not the first choice of our rivals anymore. Rather, it is things like sending us seeds or trying to steal our seeds or trying to change the seeds. It is acquiring our supply chain in agriculture. It's setting up spy shops on land next to military bases. Do you remember when that balloon? Oh, it was just a weather station? We seem so naive about so much of this when in fact we have nations and bad actors trying to do bad things using our supply chains now as weapons. The world changed yet again on April 2nd when the Chinese embargoed critical minerals, not just on us, but for the rest of the world. The Russians now embargo things like neon and helium and uranium as a tool. So we must be clear-eyed about the threats, and I just have to congratulate Secretary Rollins for taking leadership on an issue which has been troublesome for years. And we have governors here, like Kristi Noem in South Dakota, just leadership on that. She was doing that before anybody was paying attention. We're going to hear from Governor Huckabee. Arkansas has led the way on this issue at the state level, even as the federal government has been silent about it up to this point. The last thing is big things like Smithfield Foods. I don't know if you know this, but this one really troubled me when it happened. But the Chinese bought Smithfield Foods and basically control about an eighth of the world's pork supply now. And we worry, you know, we've had food inflation. We worry when things happen that that can be part of that. And then the other key purchase which we allowed them to do was Syngenta. Well, what is that? It's a seed company. And in a world of ever-changing pests and things like that and climate differences about where water is and things like that, seeds really can be the revolution that keeps the world fed. And China now owns a key part of that. So what Secretary Rollins is doing today, it's a historic day. She's putting down the marker that the United States is no longer going to tolerate the attacks on our agricultural system, not just the land, but the supply chain as well.
It's Agriculture Today.
Ag News Now. Agriculture Today.
Danny Finch, Record Buck Farms. We're here in Howling Hills, Florida. We've been here since at this farm since 1997 is when we started. We're coming right at 60 acres now. Inside structures, another 10 acres, probably 8 to 10 acres outside. Citrus is our primary thing. Everything we do here is all just edibles, fruit trees. We're considered a containerized citrus nursery. We do 1 gallons, 3 gallons, 5 gallons, 10 gallons. Our ultimate customers are box stores, independent garden centers, as well as landscapers. The industry in Florida has declined drastically since HOB. There was 48 nurseries 20 years ago. There's 27, I think, now. There's a feeling that in a few years there will probably be as maybe 10 of nurseries left in Florida. Since I was 12 years old, I've been working in citrus nursery. That's pretty much what I've done all my entire life. It's getting harder to say what you love about it anymore with all the headaches, but this is what we like to do, and we want to continue doing it. Really, the biggest risk we have is quarantines due to canker bacteria or HOB. The other risk is a hurricane. Hurricanes is a tremendous concern for us. So when we learned about the crop insurance, that's when we got a hold of Matt and signed up for the hurricane insurance and tropical storm as well.
Again, Danny Finch, a nursery grower, and Matt Raley, a crop insurance agent on crop insurance for specialty growers.
My name's Matt Raley. I own AgriLiance Insurance. We're a full-service crop insurance agency. We work from Florida to California with offices in Florida, Michigan, and Alabama. We employ 30 people, producers in the field, and a little over that, and we're here to help you with anything you need. I've been in the crop insurance business for 25 years. I live in Winter Haven, Florida, and we work with all the citrus growers, fresh fruit, pomelos, grapefruit, oranges, tangerines, blueberries, sugarcane, peaches, and quite a bit with the ornamental nursery business. Winter Haven's right in the center of the state, just a central location where we could service the whole state from one spot. My family's been in agriculture for two generations here. We've grown pretty much every variety of citrus and blueberries, even some row crops like squash and cantaloupes and strawberries. When I was a kid in the 80s, we had devastating freezes, and it killed everything our family owned, and we did not have crop insurance. And if we would have had the coverages we have today, we would be in a different place right now. And so it means a lot to me. The biggest difference we see now versus 20 years ago is with the hurricane insurance. The growers are able to get funds immediately, which has been a huge help. And they've been able to get out and work in the fields, clear the debris, immediately have cash flow. They're not dependent upon a line of credit. They don't have to wait 6 months to get paid. And it's been, you know, that's been the biggest difference we've seen. And we're with the growers pretty much 24/7 talking, preparing, leading up to the storm. And then after the storm, we're waiting on calls and checking in with people and filing claims, working with the adjusters. I believe in the last storm, We may have only been 21 days out when they released the map of the affected areas, and checks were released that same week. It makes me feel really good.
It's Agriculture Today.
With Agriculture Today, here's Tony St. James.
Maybe at some point I'll talk to him. Right now I'm not. They're treating President Bolsonaro very unfairly. He's a good man. You know, I know him well. I negotiated with him. He was a very tough negotiator, and I can tell you he was a very honest man, and he loved the people of Brazil. He was a very tough guy to negotiate with. I shouldn't like him, because he was very tough in negotiation, but he was also very honest. And I know the honest one, and I know the crooked one.
Speaking to reporters outside of the White House on Friday, President Trump.
What is your advice to countries worldwide ahead of the upcoming tariff deadline?
Oh, I think just keep working hard. You know, we've been taken advantage of for many, many years by countries, both friend and foe. And frankly, the friends have been worse than the foes in many cases. So I would say just keep working. It's all going to work out.